This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. As we do, we're now joined, because I want to know the latest things in the gun culture. I go to the truth about guns. Joining me now is the editor-in-chief, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
This has been sort of clown week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been interesting. Even over the weekend, you don't usually have much news breaking over the weekend, but we had some, thanks to our friends in California.
Well, let's talk first about the Christmas cards that everybody's putting out there, Massey and Boebert. That seems to have sent them way around the bend, hasn't it? I mean, they just have lost their minds over this.
Yeah, and I have to think that when Representative Massey gathered his family and handed them each a firearm for the Christmas card photo this year, I have to think that there was some trolling involved there. I'm sure that he knew what the kind of firestorm that would result from that, and I'm sure that he was just okay, was perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
So, and then my guess is that Representative Boebert then jumped on board after seeing how it drove all the right people utterly insane.
And then we've got this pilgrim. Her name is Carly Pearson.
She's a pilgrim.
Every photo of a politician holding a gun makes the founders sad.
Yeah, she's reacting, of course, to those photos. And the right to keep and bear arm in general. And if you read beyond just our quote of the day and read the entire piece she wrote at USA Today, she calls, of course, Boebert and Massey utterly heartless for releasing those photos within about a week of the school shooting in Michigan. Never mind, as we pointed out, that I'm sure Massey had that photo taken of his family probably a month ago before he in order to create those cards. But that was heartless. And then she tries to delve into American history and the Second Amendment and point out that while, unfortunately, the question of whether individuals have a right to keep and bear arms has been asked and answered by the Supreme Court, she points out that the founders were deathly afraid of a standing army. And she doesn't say it, but I think she's implying the fact that so many Americans keep and bear arms and own firearms, that it is in effect a standing army, and that this kind of what has become of America's gun culture would appall the founders.
I don't know. There's some of them that would be laughing. They'd be buying popcorn. maybe some slit malt liquor to watch it.
Probably.
She
neglects to mention, of course, that these were naturally white European slave owners, which normally someone like Miss Pearson would be reluctant to look to for wisdom, but she conveniently looks to them here and has no problem trying to guess how they would react to Americans in the 21st century.
I remember when Chris Matthews still had a job on MSNBC, and he'd look at every shooting. He referred to the shooting of Gabrielle Giffords as a Second Amendment remedy, and all other shootings and all other crimes as Second Amendment remedies, as if the Second Amendment enabled crime.
Yeah. People like Matthews and even more today love to take examples of terrible things that some people do with guns and impute that on gun owners in general, when, of course, the vast majority of gun owners are law-abiding and would never dream of doing something that the insane clown who shot Gabby Giffords did with it, someone who was demonstrably mentally ill, had been exhibiting that for years, and then nobody did anything about
it. Nope.
Somehow that, in the mind of somebody like Chris Matthews, that's an indictment of the Second Amendment in general, the right to keep and bear arms, and the motivation of the founders to make sure that the people have that ability and to, should need be, counter tyranny with that right.
You know, I would probably make her cry, because if the founders were here today, what the founders would do, I think, since they, you know, for some of them, the Second Amendment didn't go far enough when they were writing this. This was a huge compromise of things that they were trying to get out of it. Some of these guys wanted us to be on, you know, I don't know what kind of a footing, but I think the founding fathers would look at these things today and say, wow, they really have infringed on this, haven't they? And in the meantime, you got this lady. Now, she purports to be from Switzerland. Do we know if she's lived in Switzerland?
She's from Switzerland. She said she lived there. So maybe she went to school there.
Country armed to the teeth, but with zero school shootings annually.
Yeah.
And but then she blames the Second Amendment and the NRA and the way the Second Amendment is interpreted on Columbine.
Yeah, she's
or she blames Columbine on it. Excuse me.
Yeah,
she blames Columbine on it.
Yeah, she seems to point to Columbine as the inflection point, and that's when things really started to change in this country, in terms of what she sees as the crazy interpretation and adoption of the right to keep and bear arms.
Well, I look at this, and she thinks they would find it infinitely sad, infinitely pathetic, that we've not made necessary changes. Now, she doesn't say what those changes should be, but she says we're the source of our own tyranny and the solution. We have to look at the God-given common sense to solve this uniquely American crisis. And then, you know, common sense is one of their code words for gun control now, so I guess that's what she's leading up to. Anyway, this is, hang on for me if you would. We're coming up on the first break. Dan oversees a large information operation daily, disseminating everything you need to know about the gun culture. He's got it. Political, he's got it. Industrial, he's got it. Trends, he's got it. Reviews, got it. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TheTruthAboutGuns.com, let's go on to Mr. Brill Cream of 2021, Gavin Newsom. He doesn't like that somebody made a decision that he doesn't like.
No.
So he's decided to... go out there and make something out of it to where he's going to use this as a template against the Second Amendment. And he can only use it on Californians, so.
Well, yeah, the pomade prince had the time on his hands for it. And he did what people had expected anti-gun states would do, given the structure of Texas's abortion law. And that sounds unusual, but for people who aren't aware, you can't make a law outlawing abortion because abortion has been declared legal by the Supreme Court. So what some Texas legislators did is they got really cute and they wrote a law allowing individuals to sue abortion providers. And I'm not sure under what legal, I'm not an attorney, how that works. But this has been taken to the Supreme Court, and last Friday, the Supreme Court let that stand. They have not upheld the law. They have not said it's constitutional. What they said is this needs to be reviewed by lower courts before it gets to us. And they refuse to stop enforcement of the law in the meantime. So basically, Texas's abortion law is in place and will remain so for the foreseeable future until it winds its way to the Supreme Court again. What people, when this was enacted, what a number of people in who care about gun rights were concerned about is the same justification, the same structure of this law would be used against gun makers, gun sellers, gun owners in anti-gun states like New York, like New Jersey, or like California. So Governor Pomade the other night, on Saturday night at 9 p.m. Central Time, issued a tweet saying that he was going to instruct his attorney general to work with the legislature to write to construct a law that is much like Texas abortion law, but instead of suing abortion providers, which of course would never happen in California, it will allow individuals to sue makers of so-called assault weapons and ghost guns in the state of California. Now, there are a few problems with that. First of all, there's already an assault weapons ban in California. And it's already illegal to make your own firearm, unserialized firearm in California. Now, the assault weapons ban has been declared unconstitutional by a U.S. District Court judge, and the Ninth Circuit is going to review that, but they have let the law stand in the meantime, so it's still illegal to own what is considered an assault weapon in California. There's also something called the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which is a federal law, which protects law seller, makers and dealers in firearms who sell legal products if their products are used in the commission of a crime, you know, through no fault of their own. So there's all kinds of problems to this. And this was a grandstanding ploy by Governor Newsom, who was really angry that abortion law, the Texas abortion law, was not struck down, even though that doesn't in any way affect him or Californians. It's only a Texas law. So he decided he would, he's going to try to use this against guns. Now, this, a law still has to be passed by the California legislature. They're not in session right now. That process is going to take months. If and when that becomes law, he's going to be sued immediately. Our friends at the Firearms Policy Coalition, in fact, they had filed a brief in the Texas abortion law case that was before the Supreme Court, arguing exactly this. They came, they were arguing on the side of the people who were against the law. And some of our readers were really angry at them because they were allegedly supporting abortion. That's not what they were doing at all. They could see down the road that if Texas law was allowed to stand, that it would be used against Second Amendment rights. And, of course, here we are. I'm sure that they are more than willing to. In fact, they issued a statement Saturday night saying, here, hold my beer. We're going to sue the hell out of you.
Well, I mean, I got some questions to ask about this that are rather in-depth. I don't know the answers to these. I don't know if you do, but you probably you know more about it than I do. So I'm going to ask you about this when we get back. But California just has no – they have no limits, I guess. But anyway – for those of you, this is ripped straight from the pages or the front page of thetruthaboutguns.com. And this is indicative of the kind of stuff they do every day, all day, 7 days a week. They are recycling and putting new stuff out every day. Thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I intend to travel to Kentucky on Wednesday.
President Biden announcing his travel plans as the president received a briefing from FEMA officials about tornadoes that hit several states in the South and Midwest, including Kentucky. The president also explaining how the disaster declaration will help Kentucky.
This gives me the tools to provide everything that we can in the federal, from the federal level. from expert search and rescue teams to immediate and longer-term help with housing.
Student loan payments are getting set to restart soon. Federal payments were paused with interest rates set at zero at the start of the coronavirus pandemic. The Biden administration rolling out one or more final extensions in August, with the pause ending on January 31st of next year. And you're listening to USA Radio News. California's governor is pushing for stricter gun laws.
California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Saturday he's taking a play out of Texas heartbeat law, pushing back against abortions to save lives, and incorporating the wording to put to gun control into California lawmakers' hands. Michael Schwartz with the San Diego County Gun Owners Association on KFMB San Diego.
This feels very vindictive against people who are just trying to exercise their Second Amendment rights.
The Democrat governor said he directed his staff to work with legislature and the state's attorney general to write a bill that would allow private citizens to sue up to $10,000 anyone who manufactures, distributes, or sells an assault weapon or ghost gun kit in California. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senator Joe Manchin is concerned about inflation as a result of President Biden's pending Build Back Better legislation. The Democrat from West Virginia saying that inflation and geopolitical fallout are alarming concerns ahead of his call with the president about the bill. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Dan Timmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. We just heard it in the news there where Burl Cream is going to Pomade Prince, whatever we want to call him. He's going to do this. Now, you made the point that they already outlawed all of this stuff already, right?
Correct.
In California?
So correct.
This would not... So are they going to be able... So if a criminal comes in with a piece of a gun and sells it, they're trying to say they can sue somebody that manufactures that. Is that what they're trying to do?
Well, again, this bill has not even been drafted yet, so we don't know. But the premise of the bill is that it will give any individual the right to sell any maker in the state of California of so-called assault weapons or ghost gun build kits the right to sue and collect $10,000 plus legal fees. Now, again, I'm not sure if there are any makers of what they would classify as assault weapons left in California. I'm not sure. I know there are 80% lower company. I know 80% arms is located in California. But again, it's illegal to build a finished firearm using parts without a serial number in California. You can buy all those parts, can't put it together without going through a background check and going through the serialization process, which is somewhat involved. I've seen it, and it's been a little while since I've read through it all. So again, where most of the country you can build your own gun, and as long as you don't sell it, it doesn't have to be serialized. You don't have to tell anybody the ATF. It's just yours, as it's been since before there was the United States. Anybody can build their own firearm anytime they want. In California, that's not the case. You have to serialize any gun that you build yourself. So yeah, all of this is already illegal in the state. So I don't know what the triggering points are going to be. For instance, if you are an individual who, I don't know, let's say you're shot in a robbery and a person who used and the gun the person used was made from a build kit, that's already illegal. Now I think it sounds like the intent is that they're going to give you the ability to then sue the maker, whether that's 80% arms, which I believe is the only maker in the state of California. I could be wrong about that. To sue them because they made a legal product that someone then failed to register. I don't see how that flies in court. I assume that 80% arms would also be covered under the PLCAA. I'm not an attorney, so I don't know what the scope of the PLCAA is, how far that extends to, you know, makers. I'd just be speculating. And again, none of this has been written yet. All he's done is issue a press release Saturday night saying that he's going to have the California Attorney General draft a bill, which, of course, will sail through the California legislature, and it will be signed into law. And then it will immediately be subject of a lawsuit, and people who challenge it will try to have an injunction to keep it from being enforced until it can be tested in the courts.
Right. In the meantime, they're still having, in California, in Beverly Hills, they're arming, the residents of Beverly Hills are arming and breaking themselves out into defensive grids.
Yeah, and they're paying to hire their own security people.
Right.
At great expense.
And buying guns.
And buying guns, yes. We ran a story on that last week as well. In the LA Times, was quoting people who never before, or no, it's the New York Post, people who were just assiduously anti-gun, never thought they'd own a firearm, but they've been watching what's been happening in their city for the last year and a half. They watch a revolving door justice system. They have a prosecutor who's got a whole list of crimes he won't even prosecute. And a defunded police department. And they said, look, we have to be able to defend ourselves. Good luck with that, because, you know, while you can buy a firearm and wait 10 days for it and have one in your home, if you live in L.A. County, you have to go through L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, who only has this story.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the thing that I'm looking at with this. You're correct about all that stuff. You got Gascon, though. You got Villanueva. These are their constituents. These are the ones that fund their campaigns. I know that Gascon got some Soros money. I'm sure he did. But yeah. These are their constituents, the ones that back them, the ones that put them in position. And now that circle that I always wait to fill in has filled in yet again as the left eventually comes around and starts biting on their own backside. That's going to happen there now as well. And, I mean, the mess that California is in, I mean, they've got the homeless. I mean, have you seen pictures of Oakland and San Francisco?
I have. It's disgusting.
I mean, how are they going to recover from any of that?
Yeah, it got pretty bad here in Austin for a long time, but we don't know how to handle the problems that they have in places like Los Angeles.
Yeah, you guys are still infants when it comes to that kind of squalor, but but you guys had a big increase in violence this year too.
Yes, very much so. But yeah, things have really gotten to be a problem. The reason the New York Post wrote this article and why people are arming up in places like Beverly Hills is because a prominent Beverly Hills resident was shot and killed in her own home. Yep. Someone who was a friend of Oprah.
Yep.
And then when a friend of Oprah is murdered by a home invader in her own home, all of a sudden crime becomes real. And people like those who are quoted in the story, someone named Shirley Reitman, she says it's got a point where residents feel insecure even going from the door to their car.
Yep.
Well, you know, welcome to the world of a lot of people in other parts of Los Angeles they've lived with forever. So now these people are going out and heaven forbid, for the first time buying firearms. And then they'd like to be able to carry them, but of course people like Alex Villanueva are still turning down 3 out of 4 concealed carry applications.
Hang on for me right there, if you would. We'll come back to this when we get back. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, and this is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We have been speaking to Dan Zimmerman. He's the editor-in-chief from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And it's interesting to watch these states like California, to me. Because to me, what I'm looking at right now, like when they came out with a gun violence restraining order, which is their red flag law, they already had Code 5150 in place, didn't they?
I believe they did.
Wouldn't that have actually done more to defuse an incident than, say, taking everybody's guns for no reason other than they said something out loud and then leaving the would-be perpetrator on the street?
I don't know that. Unfortunately, I'm not familiar enough with the law to compare and contrast, or A, B, the two of them, how they work. Although my impression is the red flag of the gun violence restraining order, and I believe they had the first in the country, what that allowed people to do is then, rather than have someone committed or sent to some sort of mental facility until they were able to be treated and past whatever crisis situation they're going through, this instead allows for a judge to order that their guns be confiscated.
Right.
Given California's stance toward gun rights, anything that facilitates the removal of firearms in pretty much any situation is something they're going to be just fine with.
But in the meantime, they just got caught in L.A. with the guy in charge of guns at LAPD selling guns that were not on the handgun roster to cops.
Yeah.
And they only caught him because he finally took vacation, but he had, like, I guess a wall of empty gun boxes. And he was saying, I mean, that's the kind of corruption that this kind of totalitarian state precipitates, I guess, huh?
Whenever you give government bureaucrats and government functionaries the power to decide who gets to exercise a right and who doesn't, and which guns you can buy and which you can't, it inherently promotes an atmosphere where corruption is going to flourish. That's why you have these so-called facilitators in New York who are paid lots and lots of money to expedite applications for concealed carry permits for the wealthy and the famous. That's why in Santa Clara County, you have a sheriff who's had four people under her indicted for working with the former head of security at Apple to make sure to get permits for executives there. And that's why you have people, you know, when you effectively got prohibition of many common modern firearms in California, guns that aren't on their approved roster. And when you've got prohibition like that, you got crime, as alcohol prohibition shows. So in LA, you've got cops who have access to guns that aren't on the list, selling guns to other people who can't get them. You know, it's an old story. It's happened forever. And as long as you give these decisions to individuals, rather than, you know, may issue rather than shall issue, and restrict the guns that people are allowed to buy, this is going to happen. You just know it will.
Right. Well, I sit back and I look at these things, and some of the things that they're putting in place are so, they just seem so hard to enforce. I mean, and the only ones that actually ever go astray of their crazy gun control are people that were going to go astray of the law anyway because they're criminals.
Yes. Who, by definition, don't bother with the law. They're going to do whatever they want to do anyway, and you know, if it's against the law, it's against the law.
But I mean, it would be, for me or you, if we were to decide, you know, California is the place I want to be, when we got ready to go, when we got ready to go, we would be, we'd have to do something along the way to, we'd have to get like the handgun roster to see if our guns, our handguns that we have on there are okay. I know that they probably have some sort of California compliant AR-15. I know Franklin Armory makes one with like a bent in pistol grip that looks more like plastic shaped rifle.
FN makes them. Lots of gun makers make California compliant rifle.
So, but I mean, pretty much everything I own, magazines especially.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've got fifth gen Glocks I'd have to get rid of because they don't allow fifth gen. I'd have to find third gen.
I may have one or two guns that are California compliant.
Yeah.
None of my ARs, none of my semi-automatic handguns, I don't think would be California compliant. And of course that was the intent of the law when they passed it. You know, when they mandated that any new gun had to have microstamping capability, a technology that does not exist, and that no gun maker offers. So that ever since, any new gun that was introduced, of course, cannot legally be sold in California. And any of the older models that can be sold that may be discontinued, they come off the de facto come off the list because the gun makers don't make them anymore. So the approved list of guns that you can buy over time gets smaller and smaller.
Hmm. Well, you know, I've heard, you know, during, I talked about this in the first segment, first hour. I remember when Trump was president, and now I was hearing noise coming out of California about how bad they wanted to secede. Maybe we should just let them.
Yeah, it always depends, you know, depending on who's in the White House and who's controlling Congress. You've got one side or the other. You know, if it's not California wanting to secede, or then it's Texas wanting to secede, or they want to divide California into two or three states, you know, where there's coastal California and the rest of it joins Idaho and Nevada. And I've seen all kinds of proposals.
Yeah. The one thing about the Democrats, though, that, you know, they may control the House by five D's, but I mean, they've got more people with D behind their name, but they're not together.
Well, it depends on the issue, but you're right. I mean, they're certainly divided internally on many issues.
Yeah.
And then with the
Senate, you got Sinema and Manchin. And that just slowed down that freight train. So, I mean, I don't know. So, anyway, we'll see. We're going to see what that comes of it. In the meantime, though, the hole they have dug for themselves, they just keep on digging.
Well, they do. And they're not doing well in the polls, but they don't seem to be willing to go against their so-called progressive wing and tick them off and tack more toward the center and back off on a lot of the culture war issues that alienate a lot of middle-of-the-road Americans and that have resulted in their support just dwindling over the last 6 to 8 months.
Right. So, in any effect, we'll see. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Always a slice. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.